The Coons will discuss whales through the ages. Years ago, the great ice age lay upon whales. Then there came the first. Yes, singing from the very start. Down through the centuries he has sung. To the day we hear the beautiful voice of modern whales.
The tribes of whales warred and fought until the coming of the tribal chiefs. It was in 3 A.D. that Bloodwyn the Kelp arose early one morning and, walking out of his cave, saw the great snowbound landscape. He raised his spear and said,
"This party is going to take it!
A delightful beginning to a steady nation.
Tell me,
are they still singing in Wales?
Oh, indeed, I.
Oh, dear.
There are some never to be forgotten Welsh tunes. Now, here's one everybody knows. Music, caution!
Oh, Mr. Siegel, may I introduce Count Moriarty? He's come from France to interview you for his paper.
Oh, French, eh? And what paper do you represent?
This writing paper. Here are a few samples.
Please, do you mind? This is no time to come hawking your wares. You've interrupted me in the middle of my Welsh type broadcast.
Welsh type broadcast? What have you people to compare with our glorious Napoleon Bonaparte?
Napoleon Bonaparte? There's a lad in the round that's singing there now. Now look here. There's a place for you, the Ronda. There's where you'll find the pulse of Wales. But it's not all easy, boy. There are men that are out of work, like Owen Craddock here.
That's right, Harry. I haven't worked for 3 years.
Me, boy?
It's pretty tough, boy.
I can imagine, Owen.
Wouldn't be too bad if I were single, see? But I got responsibilities.
Have you?
Wife, 4 children, 3 girls and a boy, Harry.
Have you?
I don't know how we managed to keep going, see?
What's your trade, Owen?
I'm a pit-head operator.
And there's no work there, eh?
Oh, there's plenty of work there, boy.
Then why aren't you working, eh?
Just can't bring myself to get up in the morning, don't you?
Pardon me, Captain.
Oh, it's a young, heavily simple blue bottle.
Yes, Captain. I have a vital decision to make about your country.
Really?
Yes. Do you know that there are more Welsh people in Wales than any other country in the world?
Are there indeed?
Yes. Go on, count them.
All right. 1, 2, 3. 4 million. Dad, you're all right.
Please.
Here's a penny. Keep the change. And remember the name, Mikey Sikum.
Aye. And you called Mikey Sikum?
Yes, that's what my captain called me in the army. Every morning before parade, he called from his bed. Where's Mikey Sikum? Where's Mikey Sikum? Oh, well. Thank you. Thank you, Westminster.
We've got some friends tonight. Well, perhaps we aren't particularly witty people, but we're loyal. Like old William Thomas here.
Aye. Yes, indeed. I'm a Cardiff man myself. Born and bred for 72 years. I know Cardiff isn't a marvelous town. It's a bit black here and there. And the weather, well, it's not like the south of France, is it? And we haven't got all those nightclubs like Paris. But for all that Paris has, if a man were to come to me and say, William Thomas, which would you rather have, Cardiff or Paris? I'd be proud to say, Paris any day.